What's going on, everyone? It's Saturday. It's 12 o'clock in my time on the East Coast, and we're here for Soulful Saturdays. I just kind of, I woke up this morning and I went, well, I'm gonna do stuff today. I'm gonna make some progress today. And I thought about things I need to get a move on. And, you know, I'm really big on the flow and also kind of just doing what's inspiring to me. And something kind of just came over to me and said, well, I don't know, spirit guided me, basically. What about doing Saturdays? What about doing another show? Because I don't know if everyone knows this, but I do my Thursday shows, which is Thursday nights at 8 p.m., and that's where I do my radio show. And I'm still going to be playing music today, and also I'm going to be taking calls for readings. So something just came over. Something came over me. I was just presented with this thought of, what about live readings also on Blog Talk Radio? I was like, yeah, all right, cool. So I went ahead and created it, and I'm a real big fan of kind of like see what happens and just show up. So I'm going to be taking calls, and if you don't know me, my name is Joe. I go by the name Amillennial's Third Eye. I'm a psychic, intuitive, and metaphysical life coach. I love assisting people with spiritual guides and their messages when it comes to giving readings and clarity for people who aren't sure, you know, what's going on in their life or what they need to know or, you know, what's happening. There's always this metaphysical unseen. I'm a practitioner of a spiritismo, which is the belief or understanding that there's unseen forces of positive and negativity that can be a participant in our lives. I'm also a santero for, I want to say it was 15 or 16 years. I got to do the math, but I'm initiated into Afro-Cuban religion or practice for quite some time now. I work with the Orishas. I work with spirits. I'm more of a muertero or someone who works with the dead. I'm more into spirituality, if that's the, you know, the other words you want to look at, the spiritual realms of things. I also really enjoy sharing my life with people because I feel that maybe not everything, but for the most part, I'm very vulnerable. I share what goes on in my mind. I share what I deal with or go through because I'm really big on growth. I'm big on how can you, I, and we really get better at our life and understand what that looks like. If you're calling in, remember that you must press the number 1. That lets me know on my end, on quote-unquote the studio I look at on my computer, that your phone number is here and that I know that you would like me to take your call for a reading. Do you live close to Lilydale? I have to look that up. I see that in the comments. Let me look it up and I'll let you know. I don't know where that is. Is that in New York? Because I'm in New York. Check it out in a minute. Lilydale. New York State. It's in Hamlet. Right, let's check Google Maps. I'll let you know in a minute. Other than that, what else about me that we're going to do here? Because I'll take calls in a minute. I will be, as I usually do on Thursdays, I will be obviously taking calls for readings. I love sharing about my life. And if you are also interested today, after this show, I'm going to be on Facebook Live doing a higher self alignment and also doing live readings there too. And again, don't forget to press the number 1 while you are also listening. That lets me know that you are interested in me taking your call. Right now, I got a question. I got a question if I'm near Lilydale, New York. So we're going to find out. Do you guys remember MapQuest? When we didn't know where to go, we had to print out directions and stuff. Right? Let's see. Lilydale. Directions. I'm about nowhere near Lilydale. I'm like 6 hours away from that. Fredonia, New York. I mean, I'll check it out. I think someone else told me about these spiritual camps. Let's check it out. Let's see how far I am from Fredonia. Yeah, that's also another ride. Yeah, they're all like, it's right over there. It's Buffalo, New York is about 5 hours away. I was over in Buffalo recently. Yeah, we're going to take our first call in a minute here. And let's just do that. Let's get into it. We got area code 602. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ammo.
Yes, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Karma Jones, and I'm calling from Arizona.
How are you? Karma?
Yeah.
I remember I see you on Facebook, right? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing even better now because I'm super excited to connect with you. How's
I'm excited too.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me on here. And so I usually allow people to ask a question. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Or if you have a life question, what would you like me to do with you, for you?
You can do anything for my highest and greatest good.
Okay. So I like to listen. I listen with my guides, and I'm also going to be picking some cards for you today, too, and see what they come up with. I'm hearing about progress. Okay, so what they're talking about right now for you is that you're putting in a lot of work and doing your best to be better or do better. The feeling that I'm getting from that is, you know, your life progress, who you are, what you're doing for yourself. They're providing me with something with caring too much about people or someone in particular. So yeah. Be careful of who you're really giving a lot of your time to, because what tends to happen is that I like to use the word giving too much power, right? And
yeah.
What we really do is, it's not that we mean to or it's bad overall, but we might care about someone too much, or we care too much, and then we're allowing them to kind of overpower us. And that what that means is that later on, you want to know what they're doing. Why aren't they answering you? And this isn't really good sometimes, because now you're relying on their happiness or what's going on with you and this person. That's what I'm kind of going into now, is there's this question of where are things going with someone. I'm getting more relationship.
Yes.
Okay. You got to be blunt with this person.
Yeah, with my friends for sure. Of the, you know, I'm a very caring. I feel like I'm too nice. Like, I remember in the past, I used to be like I just wish I wasn't too nice. But then I think about it, and I just gotta pay attention and realize, you know, just who I'm, you know, giving that energy to.
it's not that. Well, you're absolutely right. It's not that you're not enough. It's not that, because there's when you said that, I felt a little bit of loneliness too in there. It's not that you're not enough when it comes to friends or people. It's just that, you, as you said it, you know, there's times where you're just not going to be able to give your energy. So, for example, when people call me, you know, a friend calls me later at night, I'm not going to feel guilty if I don't want to answer it. I'd rather text sometimes. I'd rather be like, hey. Or just, I'll let you know later on. Sorry, I was just too tired. It just depends on your energy and who you want to give it to. But there is this underlining happiness happening with you. And I felt it from the beginning. And it kind of, it's like, okay. What they're telling me is that you're working and going forward with things with yourself, but there's things that you still want. And that's, let's see what comes up with this. All right. Maintaining your happiness is really important. So remember that just because it's not in your life or it's not showing proof yet, it doesn't mean that you can't have it. So make sure that you're not sad or upset or lonely or feeling some type of way, because that lowers your vibration. You want to make sure that you keep your vibration high and you know that you're worthy of it. And there's that in between. And that in between is, you don't have to try hard for whatever you want. You don't have to force anything to happen. You just need to allow it. And that's the weird part for a lot of us, is that we feel that we need to do something or that we're not enough. And there are things that we should do. Like, there's things that you've got to put our work in, but don't allow yourself to not move forward if there's something not there yet that you want. But what I also hear for you, Karma, is that letting go of people, anything that's old, anything that needs to go, anything that you need to clear your energy with, because I'm a big fan of as within, so without. So, for example, my room, I'll go through it and clear out things or things that need to go away, because it's a symbolic thing for also my world and my life, my reality. It's a reflection of me. So things that need to be let go, things that need to be observed, or friendships that need to be ended. If there's anyone that makes you feel some type of way, speaking your truth also comes up. Let's see what the cards bring up too, because I can go on and on, but I need to remember too.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay. And there,
I recently,
they said,
you know,
something about your intuition. Sorry.
It's okay.
Your intuition. So if you think that you're hearing from like a relative in spirit, because I do hear something about like a relative that comes to you, someone that's really protective. I'm hearing more of a grandmother energy, but I'm not really for sure right now. But
you're
there's
right.
Someone really
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Really protective. Loves you a lot. She's very blunt. She doesn't really care if anyone, you know, and when she was alive, she didn't care about if anyone didn't like something or how she said it. She put it down, and she's saying she wants you to be very blunt with people. And there's people that, if they really care, they're going to stick around. Because she's saying, stop giving people 3, 4, 5 chances. Your past card that comes up is the five of swords in reverse, and the wands, which is the four of wands. Something in the past with your foundation, the four of wands can be looked at in different ways. Four of wands can be about from the foundation and building forward. There's something that you wanted to build and it really didn't move forward. It was a disappointment. Five of swords talks about the lack of change or things didn't change. It's also talking about the six of wands in reverse. I pulled that as well. So there wasn't a happy celebration here. Six of wands is a celebration, growth, progress. So you lacked something with progress in the past, didn't go forward. Presently you have the three of wands in reverse. Mm-hmm. And the seven of pentacles upright. So this is about your dreams, goals, and desires. And what's happening here is that I really recommend you not waiting for something to happen so that you move forward. And that's a sign of like, look, for me, for example, I'm ready to move forward with my life, but I can't wait for the money to come in or this to come in. I'm going to start looking at things that I need or want so that I'm also manifesting or aligning myself with things. So that way I move forward. And what they're showing me here is with your past and present, I don't think. Stop waiting for someone to show you your worth. It's like you're waiting for someone or waiting for something. I really see more someone. And you want life to move forward, and that's fine. That's completely fine. But you need to see your own worth here, and you need to see your own accomplishments here. Because if you keep going, well, I'm doing good here, what about this? And that's what I'm seeing here is that you're also, your past is an issue here. The three of wands in reverse is saying that you're not letting go of the past. You're not letting things move forward. And it's also a problem because you might not consciously be knowing of this, but there's a limited belief here. And I'm not quite sure what this limited belief may be, but limited beliefs are around, well, this is what's happening in my life, and this is all I know, so this is what I believe it to be. So it's like when someone says, how do I believe this new idea, but the only proof I have is this is what happens every time I do it. And the problem with that is that's the limited belief. So you have to realize I'm worthy of what I want. I'm worthy of new. I do want to remind you too, Karma, I'm hearing that you need to stop giving and helping people because you're giving and helping too many people and they're not really appreciating you. And you need to really be more respectful of your worth, your time, your energy. It's not that you're not enough. It's not that you're not friendly. It's that you know that you deserve more and better. And honestly, it's your happiness. The future cards I have for you are the King of Wands in reverse with the Hanged Man in reverse.
Okay.
My cards are in reverse in the future mainly because they're on the way. I don't like to look at them in the blockage position because it's future. So what this is talking about is you're going to have to start seeing someone in a new perspective. There's the King of Wands here, and it could be you, and it could be someone else, because we're all actually reflections of people anyway. But what is it about someone that you need to see within yourself? Most of the time, it's because we're not happy with someone. We want them to be a certain way. We hold expectations. And I was really talking about recently about our self-worth, our self-worth, and how sometimes the growth that we need is in places where we're not happy with what we're seeing because we're expecting more and we don't want to do it. Maybe we're comfortable with where we're at, or we're not really feeling the security we need with someone or something. And so what's happening here is, in your past, present, and future, you got this lack of progress, and there's a fear of the past. There's a fear that, what if this happens again this way? What if I get stuck with this again? The breakup. You know what I'm saying? And so in order for things to change, we have to let go of the past, because this is a form of healing. We're not going to be able to progress until we let go. Let me look at this new perspective. Let me look at this in a new way. So it's not that you're not worthy of what you want. It's that you have to let go of looking at the present with the past goggles. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. And that's it for now, and I appreciate you calling in. I hope that helps.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely all resonates for sure, because, I'm really kind to, like you said, to people who don't appreciate it. And, you know, that's why I'm really wanted to, focus and soon, launch my nonprofit and, put my giving there and everything, and, not focus so much on, my past too, because I got, into a lot of trouble as, in my younger 20s. So I got into a lot of trouble, with the law and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know if, I'll be, if this will affect, what I want to do as far as, talking about bullying and raising awareness about bullying and things like that. So,
never going to, your past is never going to stop you unless you're, fear is an illusion. Fear is an illusion. It's never going to stop you unless you allow it to. Meaning, if someone goes, Karma, we love what you're doing, but it's so disappointing that we found your past here, and you're not that person anymore. And so to bring up my past is insulting, because it's just people that want to bring you down. And I'm not saying that is going to happen to you, but you mentioned something that I want you to remember, is that fear is an illusion. We are afraid of someone's judgment of something we've done or did. I'm not perfect. So for someone to do that means they just want to see you fall. And we give that, again, going back to before, we give things more power than we need to. And so it could be a weakness to ourselves where we feel, ooh, that hurts, my past. And that just means that we're not really over something we did. We need to forgive ourselves. Look, there's things that I didn't know that I know now. And if I had the knowledge I did then, would I have done it? No. Am I going to shame myself for what I did then? No. But I do know that I've learned so much from my choices. I've learned so much from going through that and going through different things. I wasn't maybe the best guy growing up. Honestly, people told me in high school that I was a player, and I didn't really look at that. I was just looking for happiness and love and dating. But I can see now why they thought that, because I am a flirt and I am still this person, but I have respect. I have a mature level of thinking. So when you bring up your past, be proud of who you are. You're someone who has experiences that I don't. And look at that in a way, because you're going to be able to share with the world in conjunction to, preventing bullying, preventing this, because you or lead into doing something you don't know, but how can you those people? Because that way, no one can bring you down.
You there?
The connection is really breaking up on this on my end. I don't know if it's my connection or.
I hear you perfectly fine. I was just saying, basically, in a nutshell here, don't let anyone bring your past to you. You feel it makes you.
Thank you. Definitely. I'm going to probably have to try to call back in soon because my service is not acting up right.
That's
but thank you so much. I appreciate everything a lot.
Here.
I'll be right back.
All right, so we had our first caller. I plan on doing these live radio shows on Saturday, too. I think that it feels right. And I want to share with everyone, too, whoever you are, maybe working your goals, maybe you want to do something. When we do something, maybe the first time around, kind of some type of way, you know, get up and you, I think a lot of people want to shame themselves or be upset that it didn't go the way they wanted to. And they're like, it wasn't good. And maybe it was good. It's just that we want praises or we want to feel some type of way or we feel that maybe we don't deserve something really good. But about this is that we just got to keep showing up. And the more you show up, the more that you align with the belief and knowing that you are who you wish to be. Whether whatever you may, you know, I have wonderful friends and one of them is a artist and I'm really over and she does her art and she's showing up and selling and going places all over Arizona. And it's also a reminder for anyone who believes to pursue their happiness is show up, go keep doing it. And there's going to be times where maybe you don't sell anything. It's not a reflection of if you don't, you know, you get up, you get into it, you do it, and you make it happen. And it's for those people who don't believe in you, it's not going to do with you. There's going to be people who tell you what they think you should do. There's going to be people that have no idea how to get up, but, you know, it's for you to follow through and believe in yourself. I'm going to take a minute and play some music here and take another call.
Hello, I'm high in the breeze. Need some distant stranger to find love for me. Baby, I'm weak, baby, it's time, tell me where you go. Whenever you're free, whenever you are, tell me here you go. Baby, I'm weak, baby, it's time, tell me here you go. Tell me here you go. Baby, it's sweet, you can go far, tell me where we go. When you're weak, you can be star, tell me here you go. Baby, it's sweet, you can go far, tell me here you go. Tell me where to go. Let me hear you go. And I need that of your love. And I see the lights coming down. You be your endless star. Let's see the time's up. Running down. Baby, I'm weak, baby, it's time. Tell me where we go. Maybe you're free, maybe you got me. Maybe you're me, maybe it's time. Give me, here you go. Tell me where we go. Here you go. Maybe it's sweet, go far. Tell me where we go. Whatever you need, you can be styled. Give me,
hey, hey, hey.
Maybe it's sweet, you can go far. Here you go.
Hey, hey.
Let me hear you go. Baby, I'm weak, baby, it's time, tell me where we go. Whenever you're free, whenever you are, let me go. Baby, I'm weak, baby, it's time, let me hear you go. Let me hear you go. Baby, you're sweet, tell me where we go. Whatever you need, you can be styled, let me hear you go. Baby, you're sweet, let me hear you go. Tell me where to go.
I love it because it's also like entertaining. You know, it's my responsibility as a host to take calls and entertain you and do, you know, psychic readings and guidance and spiritual help. And you know, that's what it is. So you're welcome. I'm also taking more calls. If you're calling in, don't forget, if you would like me to take your call, you do have to press the 1. It lets me know on my screen that you would like to take a call for some help or some spiritual guidance. And without further ado, I want to remind people is that today, 1 p.m., which is about 30 minutes, Facebook Live, doing a higher self realignment and also taking reading on there too. I love people. Something I really fell into Thursday night. I was really loving myself Thursday night. I forget what I did. Oh yeah, I did a radio show. I do live, do the radio show Thursday nights here too on Blog Talk Radio. And afterwards, let me tell you, I'm very grateful. Someone had told me that one of their friends, that someone who was kind of lost in their for some time, listened to the show, and something I said inspired them to get back to creating more art, and that was really meaningful to that person to tell me. That's priceless to me. Kind of what we really do here and what my mission is. It's really so much about money. It's not about my progress is always finding of someone who changes their perception and heals or feels something. And I think that's the most we can ever do. It's an impacting an emotion on someone's life that made them feel something. And that's the goal here. We all speak to individuals. We connect with individuals. We're people, right? And so what is it that inspires someone, that changes their life, that made them realize something? You know, I'm someone, of course, single, really attractive Italian-American. Of course I want to be with someone. It's not my end all. It's not the once I have this relationship, then I'll be good. And I believe that concept has daunted me for some time. I believe that we all have this kind of issue where you reach a goal and then that's it, and you forget you have to keep going in a way, if that makes sense. You keep going and not just appreciate what you have as well, but what do you do after that? There's more progress. There's more to do. And I think I didn't know what I was doing for a time. I really didn't know what was next. No key things. But what I'm saying right now is I love really helping people in ways where they're not stuck. They're not feeling alone. Or sometimes we see and misunderstand what we're experiencing. And I had a lot of spiritual experiences where not everyone around me could help me. And I think it brings fear to people because you're experiencing. It's like, it might be crazy in the moment to experience these things, yet you're like, whoa. But people around you might be worried because they don't know. And I went through what we call a spiritual awakening in 2018, where it was very depressing. And at the same time, I had a lot of, you know, serious questions. What am I doing on this planet? What's the real action? What's the purpose? It wasn't too in my life. It was more or less like, if this is where it's at now, what is it? It kind of woke me up, and that's what a spiritual awakening will do. It makes you really question, go within yourself to begin this journey that what is truly important. I'm finding more so that my life right now and my journey has been about reminding myself about the disillusion or illusion of happiness, right? You right now, regardless of what you think, play with me on the concept here. You have everything. You are a happy person. You have everything. Come along, and I wave something of something you don't have. I made it. You know, you're happy, but do you have this? No, I don't. I need that in order to be happy now. That's where a lot of this illusion is coming from in the world, where you're never going to be happy until you have this. And it's truly not the case. And it's not that you can't have what you want. It's that a lot of people are sad or lonely or feel discouraged because I don't have the relationship I want. Is there something wrong with my body? Is there something wrong with me? And there's people that do have the house and the car, and they're still lonely because what's wrong with me? And it has nothing to do with these things. It really has to do with this knowing that you are worthy of what you want. And we seem to constantly, quote unquote, try. I'm not a fan of trying. But trying, if I do this and do that, and this is the result I get, I keep getting this result. And discouraging to some people because we put on our best self. Internally, though, there's this limited belief that you're trying too hard. You know, we try too hard to get what we want, and we really don't need to try hard. We don't need to go. We don't need to, you know, you go on a date or something, or you're going on a job interview. You don't need to. You got to realize your self-worth, that you are right now, regardless of your living circumstances, your past, what you have or don't have. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you, first of all, as I as well, see our self-worth and know how important we are in this world. It doesn't really necessarily matter on how much education you have or it's really just honestly knowing that you as a person are very valuable. You living in this life right now is highly valuable. And in this lifetime, we seem to see that there's this material or the illusion of what happiness is. And then, you know, we're waiting for someone to fulfill our inner desire of what that looks like. And I'm coming to realize that we have to have control, number one. You can't have what you want. The inner game with us where you have to let go. We're going to see that in reflections of people. We're going to see that in our life. And so we have to learn to our reality and reflect on what it is about, which isn't always easy. Sometimes it gets easy, right? But we're waiting for someone to sometimes show us that we are worthy or valid of the thoughts we do have, right? So let's say you have this thought. You're someone who wants to leave Joe that I am super valuable, but you do the whole butt thing. Well, how do I manifest? How do I receive this person, this thing that you really? Well, first of all, stop waiting for someone to show up and go, you know what, here's the thing, and I'm going to give it to you, because you're really just waiting for yourself. And so what I mean by that is, go to the car. I don't want to wake up so you can set some goals. Maybe there's an option with your credit. Maybe there's an option. We always seem to find limited ways that, well, how do I have that if the thing. How do we start to expand our worth? How do we start to really realize that, you know what, I am worthy of that, and I'm going to make it happen. And that's where a lot of us kind of need to step. I'm going to make that happen. Yeah. Well, the other part of this too is fear of our worthiness. The fear. A lot of the programming has to deal with people telling you your past, your childhood, or growth, money, or love, or what it is. The truth is, it's that go for what you want, make it happen, and also realize you can also do these things, but you're going to have to move some stuff around or make some changes. That's where that changes. Maybe you need growth, but there is no growth without letting go of the old version of you to begin new. There is where, how can I do that if this? How can I do that? All that means is I'm to move forward. That's what it means. There's also this reflection, and not just about materials or cars or anything like that. It's reflection. What is it that I need to change myself? And sometimes there's this ego, I need to change anything. And there's truth to that. But there is this understanding, number one, you're worthy of what you want. I really believe that that exists and that you all have that and you are going to align yourself up with that. How do we align ourselves up with that? Well, to happen with reflection of self-worth. If you're so worthy, you are able. Start acting like it. Do things. Be presentable. Be seen. And a lot of times we're waiting for someone again to show us that, hey, wow, valuable. The other thing I want to go back to is I said control, right? It's easy for me to talk about because it's something that it's very prominent in a lot of places. But when you're meeting someone you match maybe on an app and you have a conversation, a lot of times people are expecting or have all this judgment on someone. And if they don't have these qualifications, all that is judgment of your past. Because you went through all these different factors of love and people that you're information and utilizing it to the best so that it doesn't happen anymore. You want to narrow down, but sometimes it actually hinders those choices. It really prevents being vulnerable. A lot of people aren't vulnerable because they don't want to get hurt. They don't want to show up everything on the first date. Don't get me wrong. There's things that you just don't do right away. But being emotionally available seems so difficult. A lot of times it's because we're all wanting someone to be emotionally available for us. We want to trust. You know, what are the main things that people want that are, you know, a little bit mature about things? Communication, trust. They want emotional availability for sure. I know it's not really talked about enough, but we all would just want to share our life with someone. Oh, look, there's a cardinal outside. Someone in spirit is here and seeing me. Hello. But we want to share our life with someone. And for the most part, I want to go back to the prime thing. Regardless of what you've experienced so far, you tried, whatever. You need to really believe, whether it's love life, money, progress, believe that you are worthy of what you want. Something I also came into learning with growth in my life is identity. And it's really cool to see this. To some people, I don't know, but when I started to see myself recently, I started looking at pictures on my social media page and I went, you know, wow, I didn't like it for some reason. I went, that's not what success looks like. That's what I felt in my head or my thoughts, my vibe. And I went, whoa. And it felt like imposter syndrome for a little while. I was like, wow, I really, for some reason, I'm trying to be, I would look at YouTube videos and I'm watching these people with this great camera and stuff. And I need to get this stuff. And it's really not about that. It's really about this cardinal staring hardcore at me. It's really about us as individuals fully believing and embodying that we already are this person. You know, the world shows us on television or YouTube or social media, this is what it looks like. And they have all this awesome stuff. But sometimes it's really cool to see someone create. You ever see someone come out of, you know, with music, art, social media, they come out with all this information that everyone has access to. You're learning how to make pizza for the first time. There's so many people that make pizza, but you, as a new person, are creating something no one's seen before, and you have a whole different setup than everyone else does. It doesn't have to be high-end, and I think a lot of people think we all need high-end stuff. But no, this person creates some cool shit that you've never seen before, and it's really because of who they are. And that's what I'm saying as a what you identify with and who you are. You're not meant to make the same music. You're not meant to make the same pizza. You're not meant to make the same podcast. You're not meant to make the same thing. And while I'm looking at myself doing this, I'm realizing I'm already doing it. And I think we're all looking sometimes for this validation that, are we there yet? We're in the car with our parents going on a trip. You there yet? Are we there yet? Mom, are we there yet? And the truth is, we're never really fully going to be at this one destination. We're going to keep going. But whoever you are, no matter what you want, start realizing and get out of the sadness, get out of the negative thinking. You're already worthy of what you want, and start acting on that. What does that version of you do, knowing that you are worthy of everything you want? I'm sure that person doesn't just wait around for something to happen. I'm going to play a song real quick, and I don't know. I'm just going with the flow.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed the weekend for a change. I stranded in the combat zone. I walked to bed to die alone. Even rode my motorcycle in the rain. And you told me not to try, but I made it home alive. So you said that prove that I'm insane. You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the lights, don't try to save me. You may be wrong, all I know what you made. How I found you there, alone in your electric chair. I told you dirty jokes until you smiled. You were lonely for a man. I said, take me as I am. But you might enjoy some madness for a while. Now think of all the years you tried to find someone to satisfy you. I might be as crazy as you say. If we're crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you. And you wouldn't want me any other way. You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to fight, it's too late to change. You may be wrong, but all I know, but you may be right. You're looking.
All right. So I want to give this message to everyone, too, is I pulled some cards for what's the message for the day. The message for the day is Ten of Cups with the Five of Wands in reverse. And that message means start accepting what you want. You know, don't get in your way of what you want. And it doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be something that has to happen immediately. But start agreeing with yourself. You know what? It's coming up for a reason. Start planning on doing things. Ten of Cups is also about people and fulfillment and networking. Sometimes our ideas come with consistency. They come with, you know, let me do that. But remember this too. Sometimes we don't know why we want what we want. I want you to hear this. Sometimes we, you know, I have to make, I'm going to tell you the truth here. I don't have to. I choose to. I have to make some spiritual necklaces and bracelets and stuff I make. They're spiritual guide jewelry or spiritual guide. This is in spiritismo, but I took that concept and also learned from it, but I kind of, I guess, quote unquote, bedazzled it. But I have some cool ideas, and I had this feeling of making, I haven't done it in a while. I started recently again, and I'm going to be in California. So if this is someone, you know, you guys in the California area, April 27th, I will be in the Redlands area, and I will be at the Metaphysical Artisan Fair and Shopping Bazaar. Yes, yes. I know, it's exciting. There's several of us awesome individuals there that we are going to be doing different things. Excuse me. I don't know why my throat is like, and I got flame in the, I'm looking for the address here. It's at the CSR Redlands. I always seem to like look for it, and then I have the link up here, and then it's gone. So I'll be there April 27th. As I'm looking for this, I'm sharing it with you. And with that being said, I'm also going to be on a spiritual cruise coming in December, and that cruise is with Royal Caribbean on the Oasis. So you're welcome to join me on that too. I have the information here saved on the episode link. But I wanted to basically tell everyone, wow, I got to really, I'm going to like put this on a sticky note somewhere. I think it's a 602. <find it. laughs> Oh, here's the event. Okay. I'm going to save this link up here. Come on and load. It's at 602 Church Street. I was right. 602 Church Street, Redlands, California, April 27th. It starts at 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come join me. I just reminded myself just now, I got to look for a custom tapestry. So for my table, but I want to remind everyone, sometimes we don't know why we are meant to do what we feel like we should do. And it's not always for us to know right away, but high vibrational good things will help us. Maybe it's something that you get your mind off of, something that, you know, the path of least resistance. Stop thinking about something and then do something else. And it actually brings in more of what you are looking for. Sometimes it's not about how things happen. It's we are following the flow of life to bring us those choices and decisions to move forward with that bring you more of what you want. And so don't disregard any thoughts or ideas that you would like, because it's going to lead you somewhere. It's going to bring you more of happiness. Why should I do this? And really, it's because you're supposed to maybe make something and share with the world. It's kind of like saying, why would I do a live radio show Saturday at 12 o'clock and blah, blah, blah. It's just getting in our own way of like, we don't know everything. And trust the process. Trust the unknown. So I hope you guys enjoyed the message for today. I'll be, my goal is to do the Thursday night show at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And I do the same thing, and also Saturdays now at noon. I'll be on Facebook in about less than 10 minutes. I'm going to be doing a higher self-alignment and readings there. So join me Facebook Live. The link is also in the episode here description. And thank you for joining me. Love you all. Peace.